Test 1, 2, 3. Hello and welcome to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field for game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Seattle Mariners. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 41-34 overall. They are 3-7 in the second half, last place in the California League North Division second half. On the other side, the Modesto Nuts, winners of the California League North Division first half, already a spot in the 2024 postseason. They are 46-28 with a 5-5 record here in the second half. The Grizzlies, though, they have dropped 7 of their last 8 games, and last night, a heartbreaking 10-9 loss to Modesto in 10 innings as the Grizzlies suffered their second walk-off loss in their last 3 games. The Grizzlies, they, as we said, suffered a really tough loss last night. The Grizzlies dropped their 4th straight road game, their longest losing streak this season. The Grizzlies agonized their 3rd straight one-run loss and that 4-game stretch, and their 2nd coming on a walk-off. The Grizzlies now 6-4 in extra innings with a 4-3 mark on the road. The Grizzlies and Nuts, though, have played 4 consecutive 10-inning games, with 3 of them at the beginning of June and, of course, last night's contest. The Grizzlies 6-7 against Modesto this season, so the Grizzlies a lot at stake tonight. The clubs combined for 19 runs in yesterday's game, 24 hits, 14 walks, 2 hit-by-pitches, and 3 errors. The Grizzlies, in the 3-hour and 3-minute game, also had 16 strikeouts. There was a combined 26 in the game. The Grizzlies trailed by 4 runs heading into the top of the 9th inning, and the Grizzlies roared for 6 of them after 10 players came to the dish. Braylon Wimmer, who else? A bases-clearing 3 RBI triple put Fresno ahead. Andy Perez with an RBI single for an insurance run. The Grizzlies, though, gave up 2 runs at the bottom of the 9th and another run in the 10th inning as the Modesto Nuts walked off on your Fresno Grizzlies. A great pitching performance from Sam Weatherly out of the bullpen. 3 innings of 1-run ball. He struck out 7. So the Grizzlies looking to get back on track tonight as they give the ball to right-hander Brian Perez. A 3-3 record of 4.99 ERA. Perez will be countered by Modesto right-hand pitcher Brody Hopkins. A 2-3 record, a 3.29 ERA. As both teams looking to either continue their winning ways in Modesto or to stop their losing skid in Fresno. A great pitching matchup, as we said. Perez and Hopkins scheduled to face each other tonight as the Grizzlies and Nuts get ready for Game 2 of this 6-game series. The Grizzlies will return home on Thursday, July 4th, to take on these Modesto Nuts for the 4th of July Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Grab your tickets now. They're going fast at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Modesto Nuts manager in Zach Vincey, and of course we had to talk to Vincey about not only how this season has gone, but last year winning a championship with the great amount of players and coaching staff that he has. But Vincey also played and got to the big leagues, and of course we had to talk about his time with the Reds and Mariners systems, and we also talked about his upbringing here in California and where his love for baseball started. You'll be surprised to hear who his favorite baseball player was growing up. Our pregame guest is Modesto Nuts manager Zach Vincey. We come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Modesto Nuts manager Zach Vincey. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, anytime.
So first question I have for you, tell the fans where you're from and where your love for baseball started.
Yeah, I'm from Saugus, California, just a little outside of Los Angeles. And man, my love for baseball started really young. My dad used to take me to LA Dodger games and San Diego Padre games because we're originally from San Diego. And it's been amazing. I mean, I've always loved the game. I always wanted to be really good at it. And it just became a passion of mine from day one. So it's cool that I'm still in the game.
Absolutely. Now, did you have a favorite player that maybe you looked at when you first went to Dodgers and Padres games?
I was actually a huge fan of Trevor Hoffman.
Oh!
Closer. Yep. Coming out to Hell's Bells and,
yes,
and being one of the best closers of all time. And obviously, like, Tony Gwynn. Just watching different players throughout their careers. I was just a fan of everyone at that
Absolutely.
Time. So it's those are the main guys.
I grew up a big J.J. Putz fan. Thunderstruck was always kind of my go-to, so you have the AC/DC love there. But you played pony baseball when you were really young. Talk about playing pony baseball and what exactly that is.
Yeah, it was a great system that I got brought up into. I know in Santa Clarita, where I'm from, they have a great program down there, William S. Hart Baseball. And, that's where I started, where I tried to get better as a player. And my dad really helped me out with all that. And I had some great coaches along the way. And, it was a great opportunity for me to just grow and just get better. And, it was fun.
Absolutely. And then, of course, one of the steps started at Pepperdine. How did you enjoy your time with the Waves?
It was amazing. it was great. Super fortunate about being able to get a scholarship there. Steve Rodriguez and Rick Hertensteiner, the coaches there, they gave me an opportunity to play there and to play every day. And they stuck with me even when I wasn't playing as well as I'd like to at times. And I appreciated that. And they gave me a start. They taught me how to play the game the right way. And I use those tips as a manager now and as a coach with the Seattle Mariners.
And you got the opportunity to be drafted by the Cincinnati Reds. Now, you are a 37th rounder. To put in perspective, there's not 37 rounds anymore in the draft. So talk about how cool it was for you. Where were you when you found out you were drafted?
Yeah, it was super, super cool experience. I was with my dad. We're actually going down to a LA Kings hockey game.
Wow.
So we're in the car and I was getting calls, and once I got drafted, I was at the hockey game, and it made that hockey game a little more enjoyable that night, so it was fun.
Do you remember if the Kings won or not?
I believe they did, yeah. I think it was just a double whammy. They got a win, I got drafted, it was a beautiful night.
Absolutely. Now, of course, going through the red system, you hit spots like Billings and Dayton, so on and so forth. Talk about your experiences in the red system.
It was amazing. I had a lot of good coaches, a lot of guys that spent a lot of time in the big leagues, so I was able to soak up some amazing knowledge, and I made some of the best friends that I can ever imagine in that system, so that I still talk to today.
Absolutely.
So it was super fun. I learned a lot about the game and how to be a true professional, and I have a soft spot for the Cincinnati Reds for giving me that opportunity.
And then the next step was with the Seattle Mariners. Now, of course, you're still with them, but you spent some time in Tacoma, and then, of course, you got the big league opportunity with not only the Reds, but with the Mariners as well. Talk about your tees in both organizations, too.
Yeah, it is a little bit different for different orgs. It was cool to see how things were ran on the Cincinnati Reds side, but then also learning as well with the Mariners. And, once I came to the Mariners, I fell in love with their process and what they do and their philosophies, and it was just a good place to be. I felt comfortable there. They made everyone feel super comfortable. I think both orgs have their pros and cons, but I think both orgs for me were an amazing opportunity. I'm super grateful that I had time in both. So
absolutely. My dad actually worked in the Mariners system for a long time, and then of course you actually came through a couple places where I actually worked at, and every person that I came by said Zach Vincy is the guy you have to watch. The work ethic, the ability, it's pretty cool to hear. But at some point the playing career became a coaching career. Talk about the next journey in your baseball career.
Yeah, it was not planned, that's for sure. I still wanted to play. My last year was in 19 with the Orioles. I spent AAA that whole season in AAA, Norfolk, Virginia, and the COVID season came along, and I think the only opportunities that I had were with minor league teams, and so once the COVID season came along, I didn't have those opportunities anymore, and I had to make, a shift in my career, and I always wanted to coach. I think I've always found a passion for it and teaching and helping players as a player myself.
Yeah.
So I was able to get that opportunity with the Mariners, and it was great. It helped too. I finished my degree at Pepperdine. I had my last year to go, and I also was an undergrad assistant there.
Wow.
For that season. So it got my feet wet on the coaching side. I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do.
And now here in Modesto, second year now at the helm, but last year was probably a year you'll never forget, winning the California League Championship. First, congratulations, but also talk about that crazy second half run you guys had.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but it was super special. We had a really good group of guys that wanted to get better every day. guys that were hungry to just improve. And they bought into our process. They bought into everything that we're teaching. And too, like, I had an amazing staff that helped me too. I can't say enough about those guys. Our hitting coach, Seth Mejia-Spreen, Jake Witt, who's still with us today, Heck Martin-Nieves.
Yes.
All these great guys. We had Johnny Adams last year that was helping me out with infield and base running. So we had amazing coaching staff that helped me each step of the way. And then on top of it, tremendous players and a lot of talent and guys that truly wanted to win. And so with that recipe, it was super fun.
Absolutely. Now, I know it wasn't as fun for the Grizzlies and the fans as well, too, but now you guys have won here in the first half to get back into the postseason. But what have you seen from this year's team as compared to last year's team, especially seeing the development of these players, guys that were on last year's team up in AA already?
Yeah, there's, both really good teams, but different in their own ways. I think last year we had some guys with more personality, a little bit louder, guys that fed off of each other. And then this year, it's a little more quiet, a little more reserved, but that's okay. It's their personalities, and I always preach to be yourself and to be authentic. And
Absolutely. So
the work ethic is still there from year to year. So that's the main thing that I worry about is how are my guys wanting to get better every single day, and they show up every single day. They don't complain. They want to get better. They ask questions. So both years are the same in that regard, but a little different on the personality side, which is totally okay.
No, absolutely. Now, we can't wait to see what the future holds, but what can the Modesto Nuts fans, the Fresno Grizzlies fans, and the Seattle Mariners expect from the rest of the season from you guys?
Yeah, just playing hard and just focusing on what we can control. I know the guys want to win, and that's the fun part of it, but at the same time, we try to teach the guys of just showing up every day and just getting 1% better. As long as they're good teammates and getting better every single day, that's all they can control, and the results will speak for itself. So we have a lot of exciting players, a lot of guys that will get after it and play hard, which is amazing. But that's the main thing. These guys want to get better and they want to keep improving. So it makes it enjoyable to come to the ballpark every day.
Well, it's always fun watching you guys. Thanks for taking time this interview.
Of course, I appreciate it.
A big thank you to Modesto Nuts manager Zach Vinci for joining us on the pregame show. And you just heard the ending of our national anthem as the pregame interview went into the national anthem a little bit, but a great national anthem to get us set for Tuesday night baseball game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. With that being said, let's give you the Fresno Grizzlies starting lineup, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. The Grizzlies 41-34 overall, 3-7 in the second half. Under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing left field, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting second, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting third at third base, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth at shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 22, Nick Guile. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting seventh, the DH, number 15, Brad Cumbis. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies tonight, the right-hander, number 36, Brian Perez, a 3-3 record of 4.99 ERA. So again, your Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup will be Hinchman, Hobson, Wimmer, Andy Perez, Guile, Tena, Cumbis, McCabe, Mendez, and Perez, Brian Perez, on the bump. And that lineup will take on Brody Hopkins. We'll give you the Modesto lineup in the bottom of the first. Brody Hopkins, the right-hander, a 2-3 record, a 3.29 ERA. And Jason Hinchman will lead off for the first time this season as the Grizzlies and Nuts are ready to go. Here comes the pitch from Hopkins, and it swung on and missed at 7:06 p.m., and we are underway here at John Thurman Field. Counted no balls in one strike. Hinchman reached base five times yesterday as the pitch is inside, counted 1-1. Hinchman drew four walks, the most by a Grizzlies batter in a game this season. He also had a single up the middle. That ball was roped. As here comes the 1-1, and it's fouled off. Count now at 1-2. So Hinchman gets to lead things off for Fresno against the hard-throwing right-hander in Brody Hopkins. As a count of one ball, two strikes, Hopkins winds and deals, and it's swung on and missed. And a strikeout of Hinchman to open the game. As here comes the center fielder now in Caleb Hobson. 106 degrees here at first pitch. Clear skies, 10-mile-per-hour winds out to left field, but it is very warm on the diamond. As now Caleb Hobson will stride to the plate, as that is a called strike. Count it 0-1. Caleb Hobson reached base three times thanks to three walks, also his 24th stolen base of the year. As here comes the 0-1 from Hopkins inside. Count of one ball and one strike. Caleb Hobson was the leadoff hitter for 29 games for Fresno, but now in the number two spot, try to see if they can put some spark in the middle of this lineup. As the 1-1's a called strike, count at 1-2. Hobson, two home runs, 16 RBIs, the count at 1-2, and Hopkins looks strong so far. Here comes the pitch to Hobson, and it swung on and missed. Back-to-back punch outs as Hopkins. Great pitch on the outside part of the plate, and Hobson is down as here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer. Tomorrow he should be named the California League Player of the Month for June. Wimmer riding a 14-game hit streak. In the hit streak for Braylon Wimmer, he is batting .433. As here comes the pitch, swung on and missed, counted 0-1. As the elevated fastball from Hopkins puts him ahead as Braylon Wimmer trying to get on here with two outs in the top of the first. Here's the 0-1. That is just low. Count of one ball and one strike. Home plate umpire Chad Lagana over on the bases, Drew Buffelli. As here comes the 1-1 offering from the righty in Hopkins. And it's a ground ball up the middle, but the second baseman in Pagliarini is there, and he will throw the ball to first, and Wimmer is retired. Hopkins, a 1-2-3 top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first with Modesto coming up to bat. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the first inning, no score between Fresno and Modesto. The Modesto Nuts, the proud single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. They are 46-28 overall, 5-5 in the second half. Winners of the California League North Division first half, they've already clinched a playoff berth. Under manager Zach Vinci, our pregame guest, here's his starting lineup. Lead off and playing center field number 15, Carlos Jimenez. Batting second, right fielder number 13, Aiden Smith. Batting third is shortstop number 7, Ty Pete. Batting fourth, third baseman number 10, Luis Suispel. Batting fifth, catcher Connor Charping. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Milcar Perez. Batting seventh, left fielder number 25, Carson Jones. Jared Belbin, the DH, he will bat eighth. And batting ninth, second baseman, Charlie Pagliarini. And we've already seen Brody Hopkins on the bump. So now Brian Perez, first pitch is swung on out to left center field, and the ball is caught by Hinchman on the run. So one pitch, one out, and Jimenez is retired. As here comes right fielder Aiden Smith. So once again for Modesto under manager Zach Vincy, the single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, Jimenez, Smith, Pete, Sweetspell, Charping, Milcar Perez, Jones, Belbin, Pagliarini, as they will take on the right-hander in Brian Perez. First pitch was a flyout to left field. And now a cold strike to Smith. Here comes the 0-1 and a chopper back to Perez. Perez picks it up over to first in time. And it goes 1-3. So two outs now as it brings up the shortstop, Ty Pete. As Brian Perez, a 3-3 record, a 4.99 ERA, looking for a quick 1-2-3 inning to match what Hopkins did. As now it's shortstop Ty Pete. Here comes the pitch from the righty in Perez. Outside count at 1-0. The Grizzlies sporting their gray unis. Fresno ran across the front in red. They have the red numbers on the back. As that swung on a miscount at 1-1. They have the black cap, the red bill, the California Bear flag logo on top of that black and red cap. As here comes the 1-1, and that's a called strike count at 1-2. Good breaking ball from Perez. Modesto back in their home white unis. They have nuts run across the front as here comes the 1-2. And that is called strike 3, and Pete caught looking. Modesto also wearing the tan cap, navy blue bill cap. Nuts logo on the cap in red, white, and blue. They're July 4th caps for this game. As Modesto down in order, we head to the top of the second inning with no score. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the second inning here in Modesto as Andy Perez at the dish as the pitch is inside. Count at 1-0. Top of the second inning, no score between Fresno and Modesto. As here comes the 1-0 from Hopkins, and Perez will see a called strike count at 1-1. Here at John Thurman Field in Modesto, California, game two of this six-game series. Here comes the 1-1 to Andy Perez, and he will take a pitch low, 2-1. Andy Perez has a hit in 6 straight games, but has a multi-hit game in 5 straight games, including a season-high 3 in last night's contest. As that is outside, 3-0. Perez, who loves to swing the bat, so far ahead in the count here. 4 home runs, 44 RBI for the 20-year-old. Here comes the 3-1, and that's inside, 4. And a leadoff walk to Andy Perez. As the Grizzlies have their first base runner, the Grizzlies walked 12 times in yesterday's game. As here comes Nick Guile. Guile off the bench yesterday, 1-for-1, reached base 3 times, had a pinch hit double, and he added 2 walks, an RBI and a run as well. As here comes the pitch, that's inside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Top of the second inning here in Modesto. A little bit of shade covering the first baseman and the catcher. As here comes the 1-0. And a broken bat, possibly. The bat goes flying, and it's going to be a double play. The bat went all the way down towards the third base coach's box. And now a double play as Guile is retired. So 2 outs now, as it brings up right fielder Felix Tena. Guile told us before this series started, before this road trip started, he didn't want to break any bats. Unfortunately, he will have to find some new lumber. As here comes the pitch, swung on a miss by Tena. Count of no balls and a strike. On the double play, it was 6-3. As it was Ty Pete who made the play, as that swung on a miss. Count of no balls and 2 strikes. So 2 outs here in the second inning as the Grizzlies already trying to find something. They have not picked up a hit against Brody Hopkins. As here comes the 0-2, and that is called strike 3. Tena caught looking. A quick 1-2-3 inning, including a walk and a double play. We head to the bottom of the second inning with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruise at the Chuck Jansen Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the second inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts here at John Thurman Field in Modesto, California. Luis Sweetspell will lead things off. He had 2 homers in yesterday's win for Modesto, as he will take on Brian Perez. The Grizzlies in their road grays, Modesto in the home white unis. As Brian Perez ready to go, the right-hander working out the full windup. Here comes the pitch to Sweetspell, and it swung on and missed. Counted 0-1. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. As the 0-1 is chopped foul, counted no balls and 2 strikes. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Here comes the 0-2, and that is just outside. Counted 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. Here comes the 1-2 and a ground ball sharply hit to second base. Mendez up with it on a first. The throw is offline a little bit, but Guile stays on the bag. It goes 4-3 and Sweetspell is out. As here comes catcher Connor Charping, who is right now on the longest on-base streak in the California League. The catcher for Modesto in Charping. By the way, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second inning. Again, make sure you check out the Serenity Spring Spa and Salon, or a day trip or an extended stay to Chancy Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. As here's a chopper to third, that ball fouls. Wimmer picks it up. No balls, two strikes. The first strike was a bunt attempt by Charping. So 0-2 now is Perez looking for the punch out. They're in the bottom of the second inning. A very warm night here in Modesto. It's going to be warm for about 10 days or so, according to any weather app or weatherman you are watching on TV. As here comes the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed. Great fastball, late life to it on the inside part of the plate, and Charping is out. Second strikeout for Perez, second out of the inning, as it brings up Milcar Perez. So a battle of Perez's. As Brian Perez for your Grizzlies, as we mentioned, a 3-3 record, a 4.99 ERA, a fastball that can reach the mid-90s. As here comes the pitch, that's outside, count at 1-0. He also sports a slider and a changeup among his pitches. As here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander, winds and deals, and it's a called strike, count at 1-1. Brian Perez, 6'2", 167 pounds. He's 20 years old. Here comes the pitch, and that is just low. 2-1. Born in Balas de Haina, Dominican Republic. Will celebrate a birthday on September 8th. Signed as an international free agent in 2021. As the 2-1 is fouled off, counted 2-2. Brian Perez was considered the top pitching signee by the Rockies in that international class in 2021, which included Jordy Vargas, who is currently on the IL with Tommy John surgery, the former Fresno Grizzly right-hander. As here's the 2-2, and that is called strike three, and Perez has three punch-outs. He has retired the first six of this game. We head to the top of the third at pitcher's duel so far. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the third inning here in Modesto, California, at John Thurman Field. No score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts, as Brad Cumbis will lead things off. As here comes the pitch from Hopkins, and it is fouled off, count at 0-1. Cumbis, the designated hitter for Fresno tonight, 1 home run, 5 RBI, just joined the Grizzlies a couple weeks ago. As here comes the 0-1, that's a called strike. Quickly 0-2 from Brody Hopkins, the right-hander, a 2-3 record, a 3.29 ERA. Here comes the pitch from the 22-year-old in Hopkins. And it swung on and missed, and Cumbis down on strikes. That's the fourth strikeout now for the right-hander. And with one away, here comes catcher Ben McCabe. Hopkins is 6'4", 200 pounds. William Brody Hopkins, drafted by the Mariners in the sixth round in 2023 out of Winthrop. Hopkins has a great story as he's making his 15th start this year. 63 innings of work as McCabe looked to bunt. That pitch runs inside. Count at one ball and no strikes. As the check on the bunt attempt, he did not go around. But Hopkins started his college career at the College of Charleston, where he was a two-way player, primarily an outfielder. As here's the 1-0 outside, count of 1-1. After transferring to Winthrop, Hopkins' career took off. He joined the mound, and the rest is history. Scouts loved him, and the Mariners selecting him in the sixth round as a pitcher. Very small sample size, but you can tell a lively arm, as there's a strike count at 2-1, and a tough angle, almost a three-quarters arm slot for the right-hander. As here comes the 2-1 offering to McCabe, and that is outside, count at 3 balls and a strike. Hopkins still learning how to pitch, and of course now in the development stages here with Modesto. But a very good prospect in this Mariners system. Here comes the 3-1 outside, ball 4. 1-out walk to Ben McCabe. Second walk issued by Hopkins as here comes second baseman Luis Mendez. Hopkins is ranked as the number 23 overall prospect in the Mariners system and the brother of former Red and current Giants outfielder TJ Hopkins. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike count at 0-1. He signed just under slot bonus of $225,000 to develop him as a pitcher. The command is the big issue for Hopkins as here's a line drive out to left center field and a base hit for Mendez. McCabe heading to third. He will stop there as the ball is thrown in by the center fielder Jimenez. And Luis Mendez has a double. So McCabe to third. Mendez to second with a double. That's Fresno's first hit tonight. And Luis Mendez is now on an 8-game hit streak. Mendez has been outstanding over the past week. As now it's Jason Hinchman with runners at second and third and one out here in the top of the third. And the Grizzlies trying to claw across the first run. As here comes the pitch from Hopkins and it is a called strike. Counted 0-1. Brody Hopkins. As here comes the 0-1 offering from Somerville, South Carolina. Here's the pitch. And that is a check swing foul count now at 0-2. In his last year at Winthrop, he appeared in 15 games, 12 starts. A 1-5 record, a 5.83 ERA. As we said, a small sample size, though. As here comes the 0-2 to Hinchman. And he fouls it off. Count stays the same at no balls and two strikes. So Hopkins now trying to get out of this inning unscathed as the Grizzlies with the Modesto Nuts infield in trying to plate the first run. Jason Hinchman, a strikeout his first time, trying to battle. Here comes the 0-2, and it swung on and missed. And Hinchman is out. Fifth strikeout for the right-hander in Hopkins. Second out of the inning, and now brings up center fielder Caleb Hobson as the infield goes back to their normal depth. Hobson struck out his first time after chasing a pitch out of the zone. Here comes the pitch from the righty, and it's a foul ball, counted 0-1. Caleb Hobson, the UT Martin product, trying to give the Grizzlies the early lead. Fresno left 17 runners on base yesterday. And they have two runners on with two outs. Here comes the 0-1. And it swung on and missed. A fastball high and in. Actually, it was a foul ball, according to the home plate umpire. And Chad Lagana, the count now at 0-2. And Hopkins a strike away from getting out of the jam. Here comes the 0-2 to Caleb Hobson. And he will chop it foul. Count remains the same. Caleb Hobson, listed at 6'1", 193 pounds, from Tupelo, Mississippi. A 13th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023. A speedy outfielder known for his defense, and the bat has found its rhythm this year. As here comes the 0-2 to Hobson. And it's inside, count of 1-2. Caleb Hobson, tons of potential. This is a steal that the Rockies had of this past draft. It might be the two biggest steals for both these teams in 2023, in Hopkins and Hobson. As here comes the 1-2, and it's fouled off, and actually, they're saying the ball got away, and it goes into the dugout, and it scores a run for Fresno. So it actually is strike three, and they're saying it's a wild pitch, and Hobson reaching, and Fresno has a 1-0 lead. So it's going to be a strikeout for Hopkins, his sixth so far, but a wild pitch as Mendes gets to third and McCabe comes in to score. So the Grizzlies lead 1-0. As here's Braylon Wimmer 0-for-1, and it's outside, count of one ball and no strikes. So Fresno scores a run here in the top of the third to take the early lead in a very unconventional way. As here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer, and it is outside, but called a strike, count of 1-1. Braylon Wimmer ground at his first time at the dish. It is officially a wild pitch now for Brody Hopkins, as Mendes the runner at third, Hobson the runner at first, as that swung on and missed, count at 1-2. Tons of movement there on the slider from Hopkins. It was a plethora of pitches, a fastball that can reach the upper 90s, and that slider that's just tantalizing. One ball, two strikes. 1-0 Fresno here in the third inning, as that swung on and missed. 7 strikeouts now for Brody Hopkins, but Fresno scores the run on a strike three wild pitch. We head to the bottom of the third. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long.
Bottom of the third inning here in Modesto. 1-0 Fresno leads Modesto, as Carson Jones will lead things off as the first pitch is inside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here comes the 2-0 from Perez, and a line drive out to left field. Hinchman on the run, and it's going to get past him up against the wall. Extra bases for Carson Jones. Hinchman just retrieving it, as here's the throw. It's a triple for Carson Jones. First hit for Modesto as Jones is in there, and now any kind of out or maybe even a line drive from Belbin will score Jones. As that's the first hit, now Jared Belbin to the dish. But again, when you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. As there's a call strike count at 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. As that pitch just misses low, count of one ball and one strike. Bottom of the third inning. Again, a big thank you to Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Here comes the 1-1, swung on and missed. That was a changeup from Perez. Count now with one ball and two strikes. Here on July 2nd. Here comes the 1-2 from the righty. And it is called strike three as Belbin caught looking. Fourth strikeout for the right-hander and Perez. A big first out as here comes second baseman Charlie Pagliarini. The Grizzlies infield playing in as Perez trying to work through the leadoff triple. Fresno leads 1-0. They scored on a wild pitch on a third strike as there's a fastball that just misses. Count at 1-0. As we mentioned, Perez was part of a 2021 international signing class. Jordy Vargas, Brian Mania, Ronnie Cruz, a couple pitchers as well in that class. As the 1-0 is outside, two balls and no strikes. But the top signee was Dion Jorge, the former Grizzlies infielder. Brian Betancourt, the Grizzlies catcher last year, was a part of that group as well. As here's the pitch, that's in the dirt, three balls and no strikes. As Perez losing a little bit of control here to Pagliarini. But Brian Perez has a great upbringing when it comes to the game of baseball. So here comes the 3-0, and that is lifted foul, count at 3-1. Because Brian Perez is the nephew of former MLB All-Star, World Series champion, and no-hitter recipient Edison Volquez. Talk about some pedigrees. Here comes the 3-1, and that is swung on and missed. Count at 3-2. Another changeup keeps buckling these Modesto hitters. So the count now full. Runner at third with one out here in the bottom of the third. 1-0. Fresno leads Modesto. Can Brian Perez get out of this little bit of a jam? Here comes the 3-2, and that is called strike three. He went right back to the off-speed. Fifth strikeout for Perez. As with two outs, here comes the center fielder, Carlos Jimenez, who lined out to left his first time. Four of the five strikeouts for Brian Perez has been caught looking. As here comes the pitch from Perez, and it's fouled off, counted 0-1. A leadoff triple, then back-to-back punchouts, so the Grizzlies infield back to their normal positioning. There is shade now on the majority of the infield diamond in right field, with spurts of it in center. As here comes the 0-1, and that is outside, counted 1-1. The left fielder Hinchman, who received that last ball from Jimenez in his first at-bat, he is looking straight into the sun right now. As Perez will come set, one ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Outside, two balls and a strike. Perez falling off the mound a little bit right there as he tried to overthrow the fastball. Ben McCabe, the catcher for Perez. Usually Ben McCabe doesn't catch Perez. As here comes the 2-1 and a chopper to second. Mendez, the backhand, stays down on it. And the throw to first is in time. That was a hot shot over to second. And Mendez and Perez get out of the inning unscathed. We head to the fourth, 1-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the fourth inning here at John Thurman Field in Modesto, California. 1-0, the Grizzlies lead the Nuts as Andy Perez will start things for Fresno against right-hander Brody Hopkins. Perez, a walk his first time at the plate. Brody Hopkins working out of the windup. Looks ready to go. Here comes the first pitch, and it is a line drive out to left field. Racing back a little bit is Jones. He's got plenty of room and will make the catch. So one pitch, one out as Perez is retired. And here comes first baseman in Nick Guile. Guile 0 for 1, a double play his first time on a broken bat. Express Furniture Rental. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. As here comes the 1-0 from Hopkins, winds and deals. Outside, two balls and no strikes. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As here comes the 3-0 now as Hopkins dealing to Nick Guile, who's on a four-game hit streak, as that is a called strike count at 3-1. That pitch nestled in the outside part of the plate. So three balls in one strike. Hopkins ready to go, winds and deals. And that is called strike two, 3-2 now. Good fastball there as Guile was probably looking for something else right there with the way he took that pitch. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Hopkins, and it is called strike three, a slider. And Guile watches all three strikes for the second out. Eighth strikeout now for Brody Hopkins. Hit four strikeouts in the third inning. He had four in the third inning and one scored a run, as now he has eight strikeouts over four innings of work. As here's a chopper up the middle for Tenna, and the shortstop, Pete, nice maneuver, makes the play, and that will end the inning. A 1-2-3, we head to the bottom of the fourth. Here's some Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Aiden Smith will lead things off for Modesto here in the bottom of the fourth inning. against Brian Perez here at John Thurman Field in Modesto, California. 1-0 Grizzlies. As here's the pitch from Perez, and it's inside. It looked like a breaking ball that just slipped out of the hand. Kind of one ball and no strikes. Aiden Smith coming off a California League Player of the Week award. Second one he's won as that pitch is inside. Two balls, no strikes. And Smith started this week on the right foot yesterday. Reached base four times thanks to four hits, three singles, and a ground rule double. As here's a chopper up the middle, and no one's going to get to it. A leadoff single for Aiden Smith, now 1-for-2. That's just the second hit allowed by Perez. As here comes shortstop Ty Pete, caught looking his first time at the dish. Ty Pete had an RBI double and then scored the tying run in the ninth inning yesterday for Modesto. Ty Pete, another young prospect in this Mariners system. As that swung on and missed, counted no balls and a strike. If you go through the top 30 prospects for the Mariners, Colt Emerson, the night off, he's the number 3 prospect. As that's outside, and Smith on to second, and he's going to make it there safely. A stolen base for Aiden Smith. It was a late jump as McKay, by the time he noticed the runner was going, it was a little too late. Lázaro Montes, who was just called up, he's the number 4 prospect in the Mariners system. Johnny Farmello, who's now out for the year, he's number 6 overall. And Ty Pete ranked 7th, wears number 7 on the back of his white jersey. Michael Arroyo recently called up, he's number 9. And Aiden Smith, who's at 2nd, number 13 overall. Here comes the 2-1 inside, 3 balls and a strike. So a lot of prospects on this Mariners offense and on this Modesto Nuts offense, and you wonder why Modesto won the first half. Well, a big reason is because of that. You also have Luis Suispel, who is on deck. He is ranked 27th. As here's the pitch, low ball 4, and so Pete draws the walk. So runners at first and second with 0 outs, as here comes the third baseman, Luis Suispel, 0-for-1 with a ground out. First walk issued by Perez. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Modesto. The Grizzlies scoring their lone run in the third off a wild pitch from a strikeout. That is the difference so far, but now trouble with Suispel. Here comes the pitch, and that's high. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Here comes a mound visit from Ben McCabe to calm down the right-hander. Manco Abbott Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Count at 1 ball and no strikes to Suispel. Perez looks back the runner. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Good job for Perez. You can tell just from the delivery that it was going to be in the strike zone. Great job with the front side staying closed as here comes the 1-1 from the righty. And it is just outside. 2 balls and a strike. Here on July 2nd, we are in July. Crazy to think about that. 4th of July just around the corner. 2 balls and a strike as Perez will come set. Here's the pitch. Inside, 3 balls and a strike. And Perez has not been able to locate this inning. A single to Smith, a walk to Pete. And now behind the count to Suispel, 3 balls and 1 strike. Brian Perez, let's see if he can get past this challenge. And Luis Suispel, just 21 years old. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Count at 3-2. Great pitch on the outside part of the plate from Perez. Suispel, 6'1", 190 pounds with a switch hitting Venezuelan. As the count now full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Perez looks back the runner. Here comes the pitch. And it is called strike 3. A big strikeout in Sweetsbo. Can't believe it. The sixth strikeout for Brian Perez. First out of the inning as here comes catcher Connor Charping 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Five of the six strikeouts for Perez have been looking. As the right-hander has been fantastic so far. A career-high 12 strikeouts back on May 15th against Stockton. As there's a called strike, counted 0-1. Brian Perez has been able to locate his breaking stuff today. The slider and then the off-speed and the changeup. And he's been able to throw it in all counts. Here comes the 0-1. And another breaking ball called a strike on the inside portion. Counted 0-2. Man, Brian Perez's breaking stuff. Best it's looked this year so far. The right-hander in good tempo as well. Looks in for the sign. Here comes the 0-2 from the righty. Looks back the runner. Here's the pitch. Outside. Count of 1-2. Try to get him to chase after a fastball. Connor Charping, one of two catchers on this Modesto roster. Signed as a free agent by the Mariners in 2022. Batting 302, one home run, 21 RBI. Here comes the pitch. And a line drive and a base hit in the right field. Charping extends his on-base streak as a throw from Tenna is just offline, and we are tied at one. So Modesto on the board. Connor Charping delivers the RBI single. As Pete scampers to third and Aiden Smith scoring, the ball from Tenna just up the first baseline. As McCabe had to go grab it. So second hit and now a run. Third hit allowed by Perez. We are tied at one here in the bottom of the fourth. And with one out, runners at the corners, it's Milcar Perez 0-for-1 with a strikeout. So Brian Perez now trying to get out of this inning with just that one run. As there's a good strike. Counted 0-1. That ball grooved in there at 92 miles per hour. Brian Perez, the right-hander, looks in against Milcar Perez, back with Modesto for another year. As the 0-1's high, count of one ball and one strike. Perez, a corner infielder at first base tonight, 22 years old, batting .271, three home runs, 17 RBI. Here comes the 1-1 and a chopper and a base into left field, and Modesto has the lead. Green grass out there in left field as Perez was playing more up the middle for a double play ball, and Perez delivers. An RBI single for Perez as Charping gets the second. Ty Pete comes in to score. Third hit, second run this inning for Modesto, and they have a 2-1 lead now. As here comes left fielder Carson Jones. He tripled his first time. Runners at first and second with one out. Perez, who was in control the first three innings, has now hit a rough patch. As that is line foul. Count no balls and a strike. Bottom of the fourth inning as Brian Perez trying to get through this inning without any more damage. No balls, one strike. Perez comes set around the belt. Here's the pitch. And that's a called strike, counted 0-2. Perez making his 12th start of the season, a 3-3 record, a 4.99 ERA. Third start against Modesto, an 0-2 record, a 13.50 ERA. Here comes the 0-2, and a broken bat, and the ball is fouled off. That ball splintered as well. That bat went into a couple pieces, and you can see some of the pieces of the bat down the first baseline as Jones will get a new bat. So count remains at no balls and two strikes. Brian Perez, his last start in San Jose was his first day starting. He allowed six runs in the first inning, three innings, seven hits, six runs, five earned, two walks, and three Ks. Perez only gave up two runs after that. As here's the 0-2, and that is low. One ball and two strikes. So Perez has already surpassed what he had in his last start. The right-hander has pitched seven innings twice this year. On June 12th versus Rancho Cucamonga. And May 22nd versus Visalia. Both seven innings of one-run ball. As that's fouled off, count remains at 1-2. Brian Perez, 12 strikeouts on May 15th at Stockton. Allowed four runs in the first inning and then countered with five scoreless. 12 punchouts. He has six tonight, looking for his seventh right here. And that is line down the left field line, but foul. And the count stays the same at 1-2. Perez trying to find a way to pick up a big out right here. A double play ball could end the inning. The Grizzlies can turn it. 1-2. You're in the bottom of the fourth. 2-1 Modesto leads Fresno. Here comes the pitch again. And it's called strike three. Jones caught looking. Seven strikeouts now for Brian Perez. Six of them are looking. So now Jared Belbin with runners at first and second with two outs. He's 0-1 with a strikeout looking. And Brian Perez trying to get out of this inning with just those two runs. Great job with his stuff. Lots of movement. Here's the pitch. And there's a breaking ball in there. Counted 0-1. Man, late movement on all of Perez's pitches so far in this game. And all the hitters against him have been able to go to the opposite field. As here comes the 0-1 and swung on and missed. Went right to the slider, counted 0-2. Belbin, a big swing and a miss. 6'2", 220 pounds, the Australian, 24 years old. Here comes the 0-2 from Perez. Looks back the runners, and that is swung on and missed. Perez has eight strikeouts. We have 16 combined as we head to the fifth. 2-1 Modesto. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Top of the fifth inning here at John Thurman Field. 2-1 Modesto leads Fresno as Brad Cumbis will take on Brody Hopkins. Hopkins and Perez both eight strikeouts apiece. Hopkins has allowed just one hit, though. As here comes the first pitch to Cumbis outside, count of 1-0. Grizzlies and Nuts continuing their six-game series. Game two. We'll finish up our regular season final visit at John Thurman Field tomorrow as the Sliders swung on and missed, counted 1-1. Modesto will then travel to Fresno for the final three games of this home-and-home series. As here's the 1-1, swung on and missed, counted 1-2. The Grizzlies will host 4th of July, and then they'll also have a Healthcare Heroes and First Responders Night and Military Appreciation Night. As the 1-2 is inside, 2-2. Grab your tickets now for any of those nights at FresnoGrizzlies.com. It will be warm, but it will be a great night for Grizzlies baseball. As the 2-2 almost hits Cumbis, 3-2. Cumbis struck out swinging his first time. But the Grizzlies and the Nuggets, they have played a lot of close games over the past couple of seasons. As here's the 3-2. And it swung on and missed. Went to the slider. And that's his ninth strikeout of the game. As here comes catcher Ben McCabe, walk and a run in this contest. Fresno, though, 7-6. Modesto leads the season series. But the Grizzlies are 47-45 all-time against these Modesto Nuts. As here's a strike counted 0-1. And these teams continue to play close games and close series every year. Last year, Fresno went 16-14 against Modesto. As there's a strike counted, no balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies went 11-7 here in Modesto in 2023. As here comes the 0-2 and a chopper, slow roller, and McCabe going to show his speed. Here comes the sidearm throw, and it's not in time. Ben McCabe has an infield single. So McCabe has reached base twice so far, as that's the second Grizzlies hit. And the other guy who has a hit is coming to the plate on Luis Mendez. A double in the left center gap. As Ben McCabe, a soft single. And the UCF product showing off his wheels as the third baseman in Sweetspell tried making the play. One out runner at first now. And Mendez at the dish. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside, count of 1-0. The Grizzlies trailing 2-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Yesterday, 10-9 in 10 innings, Modesto winning the contest. We've played four straight 10-inning games. Here comes the 1-0, and that's a chopper. Down the left field line, a base hit. Mendez did it again. This ball will roll around in the corner as McCabe being told to go in. Mendez will stop at second. McCabe will score, and Luis Mendez is 2-for-2 with two doubles and now an RBI. Ben McCabe has scored both runs after the infield single, shows off his wheels as he scores all the way from first. And Luis Mendez, an opposite field double once again, his second hit of the game, and a run for Fresno. We are tied at 2 here at John Thurman Field. So now runner at second with one out for Jason Hinchman, who's 0-for-2. But Luis Mendez, with his two doubles, is now one shy of a franchise record for the Grizzlies. As here comes the pitch, that is low. One ball and no strikes. Mendez has tied his career high with two doubles. Last time he had two was July 7th of 2022 down in the ACL. As here comes the 1-0, that is a called strike count at 1-1. But that is a Grizzlies season high by a batter this year with those two doubles. Fourth time it's happened, the most recent on May 25th against Visalia was Andy Perez. As here's the 1-1 and a line drive base hit to right field as Mendez will stop at third and now being told to wave in as the ball's mishandled and Mendez will score. Fresno has a 3-2 lead as Jason Hinchman delivers to right field. So Hinchman on for the first time as Mendez scampers home and the Grizzlies two runs here in the fifth inning. Third hit, second run for Fresno. And now it's Caleb Hobson with one out and a runner at first. Hinchman, good lead over there at first as here comes the pitch. And Hobson looks to bunt inside, count at 1-0. So the Grizzlies have retaken the lead 3-2. There's also a fielding error on Aiden Smith, allowing the runner in Mendez to score. So make sure you put an error in your scorebook. As there's a bump by Hobson back to Hopkins, and the off-balance throw, and now Hobson running into the first baseman in Perez, who makes the play, and Hobson, I believe, is out. It is going to be a sacrifice bunt for Hobson back to the pitcher, as Hinchman gets to second. It is a sack bunt, so it goes 1-3 for the second out. Now runner at second with two away for Braylon Wimmer, who's 0-for-2. That was a close play, and luckily no one was hurt. As now Wimmer swinging a miss, counted 0-1. By the way, back on that Hinchman single, no RBI awarded because of the error. So Fresno has now 3 runs on 4 hits. There's also been 1 error for Modesto, as that is inside. Count of 1-1 to Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer looking to extend his hit streak to 15 games. The only other Grizzlies batter to have a 15-plus game hit streak is Andy Perez, who's on deck. 1-1. Here comes the pitch from Hopkins. And it is a ground ball to short, and up with it is Pete. The throw to first in time, and Wimmer is retired. But the Grizzlies score 2 runs, and who else but Luis Mendez. An RBI double. He also scores on a single and an error by Modesto. We head to the bottom of the 5th, 3-2 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the 5th inning here at John Thurman Field in Modesto, California. 3-2, the Grizzlies lead the Nuts, as Charlie Pagliarini will lead things off 0-1, as Brian Perez is ready to go. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Count at 0-1. So the Grizzlies 2 runs in the top of the 5th to take the lead, and now Perez, after a tough 4th inning, looking for a clean frame. As here's a chopper, and it is going to go back to Perez. He fields it cleanly on a first in time, and it goes 1-3. So one out now as it brings up the center fielder Carlos Jimenez 0-2. As Brian Perez, nice start here in the 5th. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Here comes the 1-0. Outside, 2-0. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the 5th. As that pitch runs outside from Perez, count at 3-0. Here on July 2nd, Tuesday night baseball. As the Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts back at us. Here's a high pop-up on the 3-0, and Wimmer will watch it hit the seats. Count at 3-1. As the Grizzlies and the Nuts back to battle. Lots of close games, and the Grizzlies a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the 5th. San Jose and Stockton underway, and the Ports a 6-3 lead in the bottom of the 6th. Here's a fly ball ripped out to right center field. A long run, and Hobson makes the catch on the run. Perez points to Hobson, and like a gazelle, gracefully gets to that ball with no problem. That looked like trouble from Jimenez. Instead, it's the second out of the inning. As here comes right fielder Aiden Smith, 1-2. A single stolen base and a run. So 2 outs now as Perez will wind and deal. and a breaking ball just high, count at 1-0. But as we said, Stockton leading San Jose, who continues to win. Here comes the 1-0 inside. San Jose's 8-2 here in the second half as they're looking to clinch the second half. Of course, Fresno and Stockton have something to say about that. As here comes the 2-0 and a check swing. Did he go? He did not. 3 balls and no strikes. Lake Elsinore leads Inland Empire 8-6. And Visalia all over Rancho Cucamonga 10-2 in that contest. As the 3-0 is fouled off the mask of McCabe. Count at 3 balls and a strike. Ben McCabe, the Grizzlies catcher, he's had a good game on the offensive side of things as well. Count at 3-1. So the Grizzlies lead 3-2, the closest of all the games so far here in the California League. Here comes the 3-1. Swung on and missed. Good fastball with great run to it on the outside part of the plate and the count full. Brian Perez has been able to use all of his pitches whenever he wants right now. As here comes the 3-2 from Perez. And a chopper just foul as Wimmer watches it go to the third base coach for Modesto. And the count stays the same. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Great throw from the third base coach. I believe that's Heckmart Neves. As here comes the 3-2 as Perez will wind and deal. And it is outside, ball four. A 2-out walk that barely missed. And that's the second walk issued by the righty. As here comes Ty Pete. 0-for-1, a walk and a run. As Aiden Smith is on. So Brian Perez now back to action against Ty Pete. As we said, Pete, one of the top prospects in the Mariners system, number 7 overall. Here comes the pitch, and a called strike count at 0-1. The Grizzlies and the Nuts, they will play Game 3 tomorrow at 7:05 p.m. here at John Thurman Field. The final regular season meeting here in Modesto. As here comes the 0-1, and that's a chopper to first, and staying down on is Nick Guile, and that will end the inning. As the Grizzlies looking for a win to end their 4-game losing skid, they lead 3-2, headed to the 6th right after this.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Cruise at the Chuck Jensen Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the 6th inning, 3-2, Fresno leads Modesto here at John Thurman Field as Andy Perez will lead things off against Brody Hopkins. Perez 0-for-1, a walk and a lineout in this contest. As it looks like the shortstop, Ty Pete, coming out of the dugout a little bit late. And he looks ready to go as time was called to make sure that Pete is in position. So Brody Hopkins on the bump still. There's action in both bullpens now for Fresno and Modesto. As Perez swing and a miss, count at 0-1. Perez worked the count in his first at-bat, but has been aggressive since. As here comes the pitch from Hopkins, and it swung on and missed. That slider disappeared in on the hands, count at 0-2. Andy Perez, a very good hitter for Fresno. Here's the 0-2 and a chopper to second. Playable for Pagliarini on to first in time. It goes 4-3 and Perez is retired. As here comes first baseman Nick Guile. Guile 0-2, a double play and a strikeout. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Heads up, Grizzlies fans. Strachansea Park has enacted a clear bag policy. It is already in effect, and we're already a month into the clear bag policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. As that ball runs inside, almost hits Guile. Count of 1-1. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/game day. Here comes the 1-1. It's fouled off. Count at 1-2. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Strachansea Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. And with July 4th coming up, please be ready with that clear bag policy as we want to make sure we have a smooth entrance for everyone on that busy night. As Guile down on strike swinging, that is the 10th strikeout for Hopkins. And with two outs in the inning, here comes Felix Tena, who's 0-2. But again, that clear bag policy. If you need more information, please visit our FresnoGrizzlies.com/game day page on our website. You can also go to our social media pages at Fresno Grizzlies on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as well. As here comes the 1-0-2 Tena, and it's a high pop-up drifting into the second baseman Pagliarini. He calls everyone off and makes the play in Hopkins through six innings of work. We head to the bottom of the sixth, 3-2 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cruise at the Strachansea Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-2, Fresno leads Modesto here at John Thurman Field. Brian Perez is done, and now Cannon Handy in for your Grizzlies. As there is a called strike to Luis Swiespel. And we count it 0-1. Cannon Handy takes over for Brian Perez, who was outstanding. Perez, 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs both earned, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. And now to the southpaw and Cannon Handy, as here's a fly ball deep to left field, and Swiespel did it again. A solo shot for Luis Swiespel, his third homer of the series. He's gone deep in back-to-back games, and they are tied at 3. So just like that, Perez will have a no decision after the Luis Swiespel home run. That is the 5th hit for Modesto, the first by Swiespel. As here comes the catcher, Connor Charping, 1-2 with an RBI single. So we are tied at three here in the bottom of the sixth as Sweetspell homers off of Cannon Handy. Ninth home run for Sweetspell. As here comes the pitch, and that is a high pop-up. And Handy will let the first baseman, Nick Guile, make the play, and he does. That is the first out as it goes a pop-up to the first baseman. As here comes the first baseman for Modesto and Milcar Perez. He's also one for two with an RBI single. As we are tied at three here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cannon Handy, welcome to the game by Sweetspell. A solo shot, so we are tied here at John Thurman Field. Here comes the pitch from Handy, and it is a called strike count at 0-1. Handy is 6'3", 220 pounds, 24 years old, born in Harriman, Utah. As here's the pitch, that's a called strike, now 0-2. Handy, a 19th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023 out of Colorado Mesa, a Division II school. As here's the 0-2 and a breaking ball that Handy could not find the grip on, count at 1-2. Colorado Mesa, the campus, about a four-hour drive to Coors Field. Now in the Rockies system, as here's the pitch, and that is a little liner out to left center field, and the dive, and it will not be made as the throw comes in a second as Hobson tried making the play. Instead, Perez has his second hit of the game, a single. So he's now 2-for-3. Six hit for Modesto as it will bring up the left fielder Carson Jones. 1-for-2 with a triple. As the Grizzlies and the Nuts tied at three here in the bottom of the sixth. Glad you could join us here on July 2nd. As that pitch is a called strike, counting no balls and one strike. Cannon Handy was a starter when he first was drafted by the Rockies. And before joining Fresno, was working as a starter down the ACL. As here comes the 0-1, and that is a high pop-up. It will drift out of play. Count now at 0-2. As down in that Modesto bullpen, they have Angelo Ovando in the pen. Or Angelo Ovando, the right-hander. As here comes the 0-2 and a ground ball up the middle, a base hit. So Jones is now 2-for-3. It's a third hit already off of Cannon Handy. As Perez will get to second, Jones with a single. So third hit now allowed by Cannon Handy. Runners at first and second with one out. Now Jared Belbin, who is 0-for-2. Belbin, the lefty. As Cannon Handy looks in, it's been a tough go of things so far for the lefty. Here comes the pitch, and it's low. Count of one ball and no strikes. Last time Cannon Handy pitched was on June 29th at San Jose. A no decision, one inning, one walk, and three Ks. He was great as that swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. For Cannon Handy, this is his eighth game. He's made one spot start, a 1-1 record, a 4.80 ERA. 0-for-1 in save opportunities as that pitch is low. Count at 2-1. The last time Handy pitched here at this ballpark, picked up his first professional win after 2 1/3 innings of relief in a very key spot to eat up some innings. As the 2-1 is a little blooper out to shallow left field, and it will land foul. Counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runners at first and second here with one out. Modesto and Fresno tied at three. Luis Sweetspell's third homer of the series. The 21-year-old has been outstanding so far against Fresno. Here comes the pitch. And Belbin watches, called strike three. And Handy has his first strikeout of the game. And that is the ninth overall for Grizzlies pitching. That's the seventh looking strikeout for Modesto tonight. So now runners at first and second with two outs, and it's Charlie Pagliarini who's 0-for-2. Cannon Handy will come set. Here comes the pitch. And it is a called strike, counted 0-1. Cannon handy fastball that can reach the low 90s, upper 80s. That's a couple of good breaking pitches as well. Four-pitch stuff, as here's a fly ball left center field. That ball's hit well. It's deep, and it is gone. Charlie Pagliarini leaves the yard. Second home run allowed by Handy. And just like that, it is 6-3 Modesto. They have a four-run inning, and the Grizzlies all of a sudden are trailing. Perez will score. Jones will score. That ball from Pagliarini was crushed out to left center field as he goes deep. And just like that, Modesto, two home runs. They now have the lead 6-3. So a home run, three runs more. Now four allowed by Handy, his fourth hit allowed in the inning. And with two outs, now it's Carlos Jimenez who's 0-3. Sixth home run for Pagliarini. Now 6-3 Modesto here in the bottom of the sixth. Fresno, who looks so good with Brian Perez, who went five innings. And Cannon Handy out of the bullpen is not worked out. The Grizzlies have lost four in a row. They have lost seven of their last eight. They are 3-7 here in the second half. And Fresno, they are dead last in the California League North Division. We have never said that since becoming a Rockies affiliate. As here comes the pitch. And that's a chopper to first. Guile stays down on it. Bobbles it a little bit. The underhand toss to Handy covering. And that will end the inning. But two home runs, four runs score. Modesto has the lead as we head to the seventh. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the seventh inning, 6-3, Modesto leads Fresno after a four-run bottom of the sixth, a pair of home runs off of Cannon Handy, and now the Grizzlies trailing by three here in the top of the seventh inning. As here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike, the count at 0-1. So Brad Cumbis will take on Angelo Ovando out of the bullpen for Modesto as he takes over for Brody Hopkins. Cumbis 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts as he sees a called strike, counting no balls and two strikes. So Ovando takes over for Hopkins, who works six innings, four hits, three runs, two earned, two walks, and 10 strikeouts. As here's the 0-2 to Cumbis and a foul ball. Count stays the same. So Ovando takes over on the mound as Hopkins in line for the win. Ovando, 6'5", 222 pounds for the 23-year-old. Here comes the 0-2 from Ovando. And it's outside, count of one ball and two strikes. We take a look around the league. 6'5", Stockton leads San Jose, but the Giants run into the corners with only one out. Lake Elsinore Inland Empire tied at 8, and Visalia still a 10-2 lead over Rancho Cucamonga. As Kumb is out on strikes again, he swings and misses. First strikeout for Ovando, 11th overall for Modesto pitching, as here comes catcher Ben McCabe. McCabe, 1-for-1, a single walk and 2 runs scored here in this game. The 2 runs, a career high for McCabe. As he looks to get on base, Luis Mendez, who has 2 doubles on deck. Here comes the pitch inside, count of 1 ball and no strikes. So let's see if Fresno, what they're made of. This Grizzlies team have dropped 4 in a row, and last night they scored 6 runs in the 9th inning but couldn't hold on. Let's see if the comeback clause can appear again. As the 1-0 is a called strike, count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ovando, he is from the Dominican Republic. He is 1-2, a 4.58 ERA. As the pitch is just inside, count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Signed as an international free agent in 2020. The right-hander has faced the Grizzlies a few times this year. Here's the 2-1 offering to Ben McCabe. And it's outside, 3 balls and 1 strike. Let's see if McCabe will watch ball 4 or try to put a good swing on a pitch. Modesto using the long ball so far as they lead 6-3 here in the top of the 7th inning. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. As here comes the 3-1, and that's outside, ball 4. McCabe has reached base all 3 times tonight. 3rd walk by Modesto pitching, 2 to the Grizzlies catcher. And now it's Luis Mendez, who is 2-for-2. 2 doubles, an RBI, and a run. Mendez, if he picks up another double, will tie a Grizzlies franchise record. As here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike count at 0-1. Luis Mendez has hit both of his doubles to the opposite field, left center and down the left field line. And where the outfield is shaded, there is a big hole again for him to use on that side. As it's a bunt attempt and it goes foul, counted 0-2. A sneaky bunt attempt from Mendez. Runner at first with 1 out. The count now at 0-2 to Luis Mendez against Angelo Ovando, the right-hander. Here in the top of the 7th inning. No balls, 2 strikes. McCabe leads from first. Here comes the 0-2. And Mendez watches a pitch run outside. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Glad you could join us here in the top of the 7th inning. Tuesday night baseball as the Grizzlies trying to end their 4-game skid. Here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. Mendez down on strikes. That's the 2nd strikeout for Ovando. As here comes the left fielder Jason Hinchman, 1-for-3. A single back in the 5th inning. As the Grizzlies, again, a quiet night on offense for the first couple of innings. It's a Grizzlies team that scored 6 runs in the 9th. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and it's inside, count of 1-0. Ovando went to the breaking ball. Hobson, Wimmer, Perez due up after Hinchman. So see if the Grizzlies can get a couple runners on before Wimmer. Here comes the 1-0 as Hinchman, a chopper to third. It's going to be a tough play on the bounce. Here's the throw. It's perfect by Sweetspell, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies trailing 6-3 as we head to the stretch. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 6-3, Modesto leads Fresno here at John Thurman Field. Cannon Handy back out for another inning against right fielder Aiden Smith. Smith is 1-for-2, a single, a walk, a run, and a stolen base for the right fielder. Chansey Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. As there is a strike counted 0-1. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. As here comes the pitch, a high pop-up. This is on the infield. The question is if McCabe will make the play he does in foul territory. For the out, it goes P2 as here comes shortstop Ty Pete. 0-for-2, a walk and a run scored here on July 2nd as Cannon Handy a big first out to start the frame. Modesto 4 runs in the 6th, the difference so far as there is a called strike counted 0-1. The Grizzlies once again had a lead and they have not been able to hold on to it in this game. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off. Kind of no balls and 2 strikes. A tough stretch for Fresno. This road trip, the Grizzlies are 1-6 on this road trip. Here comes the 0-2, and it's line foul. Count remains at no balls and 2 strikes. This Grizzlies team could be 3-8 after tonight if they cannot come back in this game. So weird to say. As there's a great pitch, called strike 3, a curveball that just danced into the zone. And that's a big strikeout for Cannon Handy, his second of the evening. 10 strikeouts by Grizzlies pitching. And with 2 away, here comes Luis Sweetspell, who started all the fun with a solo shot in the last half inning to welcome Cannon Handy to the game. As here comes the pitch, and a foul ball counted 0-1. Sweetspell, all 3 of his homers in this series have been moonshots to left field. It is a short porch out there in left field, but Luis Sweetspell, 9 homers on the year, has shown off his power. Prior to this series, Sweetspell did not even have a home run against Fresno, and he has 3 in 2 games now. And Sweetspell, after that foul ball, walking around gingerly. Kind of no balls and a strike. So count of no balls and a strike as Sweetspell back in the box. Cannon Handy ready to go. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off now 0-2. Sweetspell was right on that pitch from the lefty and Cannon Handy. K-A-N-N-O-N-H-A-N-D-Y. Here comes the 0-2. And it's high. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Good fastball up in the zone at 91 from the lefty. Modesto's 4 runs off of Cannon Handy in his first inning as that swung on and missed. And Handy has a 1-2-3 inning as he punches out 2 batters, including Sweetspell. We head to the 8th. The Grizzlies have 6 outs to play with. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Now or never for Fresno, six outs to play with, top of the eighth inning. They trail Modesto 6-3 here at John Thurman Field. Caleb Hobson, Braylon Wimmer, and Andy Perez. Here comes the first pitch to Hobson, and he takes a called strike, counted 0-1. Hobson is 0-2, a sacrifice bunt. He also reached on a wild pitch after a strikeout that scored the first run for Fresno. As here's the 0-2, or 0-1, it's outside, 1-1 from Ovando, who's back in for his second inning of work. Down at 1-1. The Grizzlies center fielder in Hobson, as that almost hits him, 2-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As the 2-1 is fouled off, 2-2. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or you can give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. There's the 2-2, a chopper to short. Pete is up with it. The throw is low and dug out for the first out as Hobson is retired. It goes 6-3. As here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer 0-3 as he looks to extend his hit streak right here. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. So one out. Now Braylon Wimmer, can he get this offense going for Fresno? Here comes the pitch, and it's a called strike, counted 0-1. The Grizzlies scored six runs in the ninth inning. They trail by 3 runs tonight. As here comes the 0-1. That is outside. 1-1. The Grizzlies, they have been in a tough patch of games. The Grizzlies have been around this a couple times the past couple years as that swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. The Grizzlies had lost 8 of 9 last year early in the season. And every team goes through a rough patch. The Grizzlies at their point right now. Just tough timing with it. As here's the pitch, and it's going to be a foul ball off of Wimmer's bat. Count at 1-2. That ball ran inside, and it hit the end of Wimmer's bat. So 1-2 with one out here in the top of the eighth inning. Braylon Wimmer 0-3. Here comes the 1-2, and it's outside, 2-2. Andy Perez on deck. The Fresno Grizzlies middle of the lineup has really done nothing, just a walk to Perez back in the second inning. Here comes the 2-2, and a chopper again to short. And here comes Ty Pete making the play once again. It goes 6-3, and Wimmer now 0-4 as here comes Andy Perez. This middle of the lineup for Fresno, actually, you could go 2-7. They have just had one walk. They have a sack bunt and reached on a strikeout. That's it. It's been McCabe, Mendez, and Hinchman so far for the offense. As here comes the pitch to Andy Perez, and he will take a ball outside. Count of 1-0. Top of the eighth inning as the Grizzlies trailing 6-3. Here's the 1-0 to Perez. That's a called strike. Count at 1-1. The Grizzlies, four outs to play with. They will have 5-6-7 due up if Perez is retired right here. Here comes the 1-1 outside. Two balls and a strike, but Perez does not want that to happen. Andy Perez and the Grizzlies last year finished the best record in the California League and did not make the postseason. Here comes the 2-1 outside. Three balls and a strike. And the Grizzlies, they want to find a way to get into the postseason and meet this Modesto team. The Grizzlies fighting with the Giants and the Ports here in the second half. If Modesto, though, wins the second half, it's the next best overall record. As here's the 3-1, swung on and missed on a ball that would have been ball four in the dirt. The count now full, three balls, two strikes. Perez has been great taking pitches all night, and then he swings at that. So the count now full, three balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Ovando. And it's a fly ball out to center field, racing in, and underneath it now is Jimenez, and he will make the play to end the inning. The Grizzlies go down in order. We head to the bottom of the eighth. They trail 6-3. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 6-3, Modesto leads Fresno as Connor Charping will take on Wardo Fernandez here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The hard-throwing right-hander will take over for Cannon Handy as here comes the pitch to Charping. And it is outside, count of one ball and no strikes. Cannon Handy, two innings, four hits, four runs, all earned. No walks, three Ks. Allowed two home runs, and that's the difference. A four-run six for Modesto. As here comes the 1-0 from Fernandez. And it's in the dirt, two balls and no strikes. Wardo Fernandez had a great last outing where he struck out a pair over a clean inning against San Jose. He is 6'1", 168 pounds, 23 years old from Venezuela. Here comes the pitch, and it's going to hit Charping. Second time Charping has reached a hit-by-pitch from Fernandez. We'll see that from the right-hander. So runner at first now for Milcar Perez, who's 2-for-3, an RBI single and a run scored. As Fernandez trying to keep this deficit at 6-3 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Fernandez signed as an international free agent in 2018. We have seen glimpses of greatness from the right-hander, especially with that fastball that can reach 100. As that pitch is low, count at one ball and no strikes. But Fernandez, tough going of things so far. No record, a 13.50 ERA. Sixth game out of the bullpen. He's got one hold as well. As here's the 1-0 from Fernandez. Outside, two balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies in the ninth will have Guile, Tenna, and Kumbis due up. That part of the order, 0-9. Two balls, no strikes. Fernandez just trying to find the strike zone. Here comes the pitch. And it is a ball outside, three balls and no strikes. Fernandez, we've seen the inability to throw strikes, and just a couple outings ago allowed four runs thanks to three walks and two hit-by-pitches against Stockton. Here comes the 3-0 from the righty Fernandez, and it's a called strike, counted 3-1. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Here comes the 3-1. Outside, way outside, ball four. Chirping up to second, the walk by Fernandez. That is his first walk of the contest, as here comes Carson Jones. Jones 2-for-3, a triple, single, and a run scored. Runners at first and second with no outs. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chirchansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chirchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Fernandez, no control so far, as here comes the pitch from the righty inside, count of 1-0. We have seen this story already from Fernandez, where he is really good or really bad in terms of throwing strikes. And when he throws strikes, he's impossible to hit. The fastball with great life to it. But when he can't throw strikes, he runs into a lot of trouble. As here comes the 1-0 from the righty. Come set, here's the pitch. And it's swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. That's exactly what we're talking about. Throws a good pitch down and in, and Jones was not even close to it. One ball, one strike here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Runners at first and second with no outs. Here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball lifted out to shallow left center field. Hobson going a long way, and he will make the catch as he quickly throws it in. Charping at second, Perez still at first as Jones is retired. So one out as here comes the DH and Jared Belbin. Belbin 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. So now Belbin an opportunity to drive in the run, but he has struck out three times. The Australian, first time we really have seen him in this series, as he came in late yesterday, as there's a pitch inside, count of 1-0, just missed. Action down in that Fresno bullpen as the Grizzlies are trying to put something together in the ninth inning. Action down in that Modesto bullpen as well, as that swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Fernandez also sports a slider that has great action to it. As we said, if Fernandez can throw strikes, he is very tough to hit. Lots of saves down in the ACL before his promotion to Fresno. Here comes the 1-1. That's low. Two balls and a strike. Eduardo Fernandez, a long career in baseball. Signed in 2018. This is now his second stint with Fresno after appearing in a few games last year with the Grizzlies. 11 games, no record of 10.61 ERA. 9 1/3 innings, allowed 12 walks. Yes, here comes the 2-1 from Fernandez. And it's inside, three balls and a strike. Action down that Fresno bullpen as well. They don't want this game and this inning to get out of hand. Four runs by Modesto in the sixth inning. They scored two in the fourth as well. Fresno, a run in the third, two in the fifth. Luis Mendez doing the damage tonight. As here comes the 3-1. And it is low, ball four. And the ball gets to the backstop. So McCabe will hustle after it, but the bases are loaded. So Charping to third, Perez to second, and Belbin draws the one out walk. Second walk by Fernandez. So now bases loaded, one out. And it's Charlie Pagliarini who has the difference tonight. A three-run homer back in the sixth inning out to left center field. as a mound visit between Perez, McCabe, and Fernandez. And Fernandez has pretty much given it to Modesto. Two walks and a hit by pitch this inning. As Widger down in the pen for Modesto, the hard-throwing lefty. So now Pagliarini, who's already left the yard once with the bases loaded and one out. Here comes the pitch. It's a called strike, counted 0-1. Good pitch from Fernandez, looking for a double play ball right here. Both Perez and Mendez up the middle, playing in double play depth. Here comes the 0-1, and it's inside, count of one ball and one strike. Luis Mendez, the second baseman, he's had a big game at the bottom of that Fresno lineup. Count of one ball, one strike. The Grizzlies, they have lost four in a row, their longest losing streak this season. Here comes the pitch. Outside, two balls and a strike. Not close again from Fernandez. So two balls, one strike. The Grizzlies, again, trying to get out of this schneid that they're on. They had life in the ninth inning yesterday, and then blew it in the bottom of the ninth, and then lost it in the tenth. Counted two balls and a strike. Fresno trailing by three runs tonight, so there's still a chance, of course. Just takes one batter at a time. As here comes the 2-1 offering from Fernandez. And it's low again. Three balls and a strike. Not even close. Fernandez, two walks and a hit by pitch. And he's behind 3-1 now to Pagliarini, who can just sit red hot for a fastball. Pagliarini already a home run as there's action down that Fresno bullpen. Here comes the 3-1 time called by the batter Pagliarini. Pagliarini. Here's the 3-1 from Fernandez. And it's not even close to the backstop again. Ball four and a run comes in. So Charping scores on another walk by Fernandez. Perez to third. Belbin to second. And Pagliarini has four RBI tonight at the bottom of the lineup. And here comes manager Steve Solis. He's seen enough. And it's 7-3. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Tyler Hoffman on a pitch here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 7-3 Modesto as they have scored without even leaving the bat off their shoulders. Three walks and a hit by pitch, allowing the run to come in. So bases loaded, one out, and now Tyler Hoffman will take on Carlos Jimenez, who is 0-for-4. As the Grizzlies trailing 7-3, their four-game losing streak is still going on. As here comes a pitch from Hoffman and a ground ball foul. Count at 0-1. The hard-throwing right-hander Tyler Hoffman out of Tulane takes over. Hoffman, 6 feet, 182 pounds, 24 years old from Mobile, Alabama. Kind of no balls and one strike. Here comes the pitch to Jimenez. And that is inside, count of 1-1. Jimenez was the winner on the walk-off yesterday with the single off the pitcher Hammer in the 10th inning. Tonight, Jimenez has not reached base, but one swing of the bat can really change things and pretty much put this game out of reach. Here comes the 1-1 from Hoffman, and it's a ground ball to first. The throw home is way offline, and he is out. As he was on the base, it was a force out. It was a force out at the dish as the throw from Guile pulled McCabe off the home plate, and then McCabe going back and touching it. So Perez is out. It goes 3-2 on the put out. So Belbin to third, Pagliarini to second, and Jimenez now will reach on the fielder's choice. So now base is loaded with two outs, and it's Aiden Smith who is 1-for-3, a single and a walk, as the first pitch is in the dirt, count at 1-0. So two outs now. Base is still loaded, 7-3 Modesto. Nick Guile, the late decision to throw home, but it was in time as McCabe did a great job staying on home plate. It was a force out as the bases were loaded. As here comes the 1-0, and that is a little blooper foul, count of 1-1. But the fans here at John Thurman Field, I don't think, realized that there was a force out because they started booing. Well, McCabe, he was on the plate, so because he was touching the plate, that is the out. Didn't have to make a tag or anything. As here comes the 1-1 from Hoffman. And it swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Oh, good fastball from Hoffman right there. Tyler Hoffman appearing in his 25th game. A 1-0 record, a 6.65 ERA. But Hoffman has been outstanding over the past month. In his last six outings, he has not allowed a hit. As here comes the 1-2 to Aiden Smith. And it's a high pop-up drifting out to shallow left field. Andy Perez, he will make the play. And Tyler Hoffman with one out and the bases loaded works out of the jam with only one run allowed. The Grizzlies trailing 7-3 as we head to the ninth. Can the Grizzlies comeback clause do it again? We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. cruise at the Chuck Jensen Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Last chance for Fresno here in the top of the ninth inning. 7-3 Modesto leads Fresno as the Grizzlies will take on left-hander C.J. Widger out of the bullpen as he takes over for Ovando, who are two hitless and scoreless innings, one walk and two Ks. Nick Guile will start things for Fresno. It'll be Guile, Tenna, Cumbest. This part of the order, 0-9 tonight. So let's see if the magic is still here for Fresno. Here's the first pitch, called strike, counted 0-1. That is a good fastball from C.J. Widger, 6'6", 170 pounds for the 25-year-old. Here comes the 0-1, and a chopper to third, and it will go foul, now 0-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. The Grizzlies, if they cannot come back and win this game, they will have a 5-game losing streak. As here comes the 0-2 and a foul ball by Nick Guile. He stays alive. Guile 0-3, a double play and two strikeouts. Tough game for the Illinois State product. Let's see if he can find a way on. As here comes the 0-2 from Widger. And it is just low on the check swing. He did not go around. Count at 1-2. Modesto, 4 runs in the sixth inning, the difference maker. A pair of home runs as here comes the 1-2 to Guile and a chopper, and that's going to go foul. Count remains at 1-2. No one has touched that ball yet. Still technically live. And now foul. So count of 1-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. The Grizzlies, this Fresno team finished second place in the first half behind Modesto. Since then, it has been a tough second half. Here comes the 1-2, and it's inside. 2-2. Nick Guile came off the bench yesterday, had a big pinch-hit double. He also walked twice, drove in a run because of a bases-loaded walk. Here's the 2-2, and that is swung on and missed. He's down on strikes for the third time. And another strikeout, 13 for Fresno hitting tonight. As here comes Felix Tenna, 0-3, and the Grizzlies 2 outs away from their 5th straight loss. It'd be 8-9 for Fresno. We have not seen this kind of plummet from the Grizzlies in a Rockies affiliation. This Grizzlies team now will only be 6 games over 500 if they cannot hold on and find a way to win this game. 41-34 overall, 3-7 here in the second half. Last place in the California League North Division. Here comes the 1-0, and that is low. 2-0. Stockton leads San Jose 8-5. They're headed to the ninth inning. Inland Empire 10-8 over Lake Elsinore. They're in the ninth inning, and Visalia leads 10-4. They're in the ninth inning as well. As that pitch misses, 3-0. Can Tenna find his way on? Brad Cumbest on deck. Fresno has Fadrio Cruz, Darius Perry, and Tevin Tucker available. As here's the 3-0, that is a strike count at 3-1. Bunch of righties, though, coming up before Mendez, the first lefty that Widger will see, if they somehow can get to Mendez. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Count full, 3-2. That's a tough spot to hit in. Widger used to play in the Ranger system and down east. A 2-3 record, a 3.52 ERA for the Southpaw. Here's the 3-2, and it swung on and missed. The Grizzlies strike out again. This part of the order, it's been a tough game. 14 strikeouts for Fresno. Batters 2-7, as here comes Brad Cumbest. A sack bunt. They also had 1 walk, and they reached on a strikeout thanks to a wild pitch. That's it. All the offense has been from Ben McCabe, Luis Mendez, and Jason Hinchman, mainly McCabe and Mendez. And they're the 8-9 hitters for Fresno. As that pitch is low, 1-0. The Grizzlies trying everything tonight. Jason Hinchman led off. Braylon Wimmer might see his hit streak come to an end. Don't know if he'll get another at-bat. As here comes the 1-0. And that's a called strike. Count it 1-1. Four hits for Fresno's offense. This Grizzlies offense had 6 runs in the 9th inning yesterday. Here comes the 1-1 and a line drive and a base hit for Brad Cumbis. So this game is alive for one more batter. Cumbis, who had struck out 3 times now with a 2-out single. Fresno's 5th hit of the game. And now it's Ben McCabe. Ben McCabe has been a bright spot. 2 walks, a single, 2 runs scored. He's reached base all 3 times. And the Grizzlies trailing by 4 still with some life to them. Ben McCabe will have to get on. Luis Mendez and then Hinchman. As that's outside, count of 1-0. CJ Widger trying to finish this game off for Modesto. Here comes the 1-0 to Ben McCabe. And it is inside, 2 balls and no strikes. McCabe has not swung the bat, and when he has, it was a little infield single back in the 5th inning. But if you don't get a pitch, don't swing. 2 balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Outside, 3-0. And the Grizzlies with 2 outs. Can the comeback clause find a way? 3 balls, no strikes as Cumbis leads from first. Perez not holding him on. Here comes the 3-0 to McCabe. And there's a strike count at 3-1. CJ Widger signed as a free agent in March of this year. The end of March. Here comes the 3-1 to McCabe. And it's inside, ball 4. And now 2 runners on here with 2 outs. So Cumbis to second. And for the 3rd time, McCabe has drawn a walk. 3 of the 4 walks to McCabe. He's reached base all 4 times. And now it's Luis Mendez. Mendez has 2 opposite field doubles, an RBI, and a run. Runners at first and second here with 2 outs. So the Grizzlies trying to put something together here. Here comes the pitch to Luis Mendez. And it's a called strike. Good slider. Nipped the outside part of the plate. Counted 0-1. Luis Mendez at the dish. 2-for-3. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. And it swung on and missed. And it's 0-2, and here's the last strike for Fresno. Mendez has not been able to connect with the slider all night. No balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Widger, and it is called strike 3, and that will do it. A fastball caught Mendez, and that will end the game. The Grizzlies, they have lost 5 in a row, 3-8 here in the second half. They have lost 8 of their last 9, and the Grizzlies, they lose 7-3 tonight after a 4-run 6th inning for Modesto. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Whoa.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies fall 7-3 tonight to the Modesto Nuts. Fresno now 3-8 here in the second half. They've lost five in a row, eight of their last nine. Modesto, they're 47-28, 6-5 here in the second half. Fresno 41-35 overall. Fresno, three runs, five hits, no air, six left on base. Modesto, seven runs, eight hits, one air. They left seven on base. The winning pitcher is Brody Hopkins, now 3-3. The loss to Cannon Handy, now 1-2. Time of the game, 2 hours and 7 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 429. Let's go through tonight's scoring plays. The Grizzlies took a 1-0 lead after a swing and a miss by Caleb Hobson. A wild pitch allowed Ben McCabe to score the first run. But then Modesto, in the bottom of the fourth, they scored on a pair of RBI singles, Connor Charping and Milcar Perez. Modesto had the lead. But the Grizzlies back in front in the top of the fifth with two runs of their own. Luis Mendez, an RBI double to left field. Jason Hinchman, an RBI single. Or actually, it was a single. And then after that, Luis Mendez scored on a fielding error by Aiden Smith. Modesto, though, they would score four runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. A pair of home runs. Luis Sweetspell's third of the series, a solo shot. And then Charlie Pagliarini. That was probably the gut punch for Fresno. Charlie Pagliarini, a three-run shot, and the Grizzlies, they were trailing 6-3. A bases loaded walk in the bottom of the eighth, made it 7-3. Pagliarini with that RBI, so now four RBI for Pagliarini. So the Grizzlies, they fall tonight by a final score of 7-3. Let's go to the offense, and for Fresno, it was a tough night. The bottom of the lineup, though, getting it done, they had four of the five hits, and Mendez, McCabe, and Cumbus. Cumbus reached base after a single in the ninth inning, but Ben McCabe reached base all four times. He had one hit, three walks, scored two of the three runs. Luis Mendez had two doubles, an RBI. He also scored a run. Jason Hinchman, the other hit for Fresno. For Modesto, it was Charlie Pagliarini. He had four RBI at the bottom of the lineup. RBIs as well for Sweetspell, Charping, and Perez. Sweetspell and Pagliarini, both home runs. And Jones with two hits and a triple. On the pitching side of things, Brian Perez was fantastic. Five innings, a two-run ball, four hits, two walks, and eight Ks. He's on an innings count limit, and he had 83 pitches. So Perez exited the game. Cannon Handy came in and allowed four runs in his first inning of work. He threw two overall. Wardo Fernandez going to find the strike zone. Three walks, he allowed a run. And then Tyler Hoffman, two-thirds of an inning. He's been outstanding. Six straight outings now without allowing a hit. Actually, it's at seven now for Tyler Hoffman. Modesto's Brody Hopkins, six innings of work. He allowed three runs, two earned, but he struck out 10. And then Angelo Ovando, two hitless and scoreless innings. And then Widger striking out the side in the ninth, 15 strikeouts for Modesto pitching. So the Grizzlies, a tough game again. They need to find a win. They need to find a win. And tomorrow they give the ball to right-hander Jack Mahoney, a 4-4 record, a 2.96 ERA. Mahoney has not allowed a run in his last three outings as he gets the ball. For Modesto, they give the ball to Tyler Goff, who has continued to puzzle the Grizzlies over the past couple of seasons. A 6-2 record, a 3.21 ERA. First pitch at 7.05 p.m., the pregame show at 6.50 p.m., and we hope you can join us, Jack Mahoney and Tyler Goff, tomorrow for Wednesday Night Baseball. The Grizzlies fall 7-3 tonight. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Tuesday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Cruise at the Chuck Jensen Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.